The Pup and Paws Cast is brought to you by Dog and Company in Cookeville. You can call 528-BARK to find out more about what they do. I'm Sheila Scruggs. I have Helen Gregory with me. She's written a book called Through an Angel's Eyes, and we'll talk to her about that book. But she is a rescuer. She's been working with shelters and rescue animals most of her life. Helen, can you kind of tell me a little bit about why you got into rescuing and why it started and how much you love about it?
Well, it started a long, long, long time ago when I was about 6 years old. My mother heard a crying in the ditch, and she thought it was a baby, and it was a baby badger. And she brought it home to me, and I raised it, and it followed me to school, met the school bus, just like a dog would. And from there on out, it was with me. And I rescued for about 60 years, and I had to give it up about 5 years ago. Hardest thing I ever did.
So badgers, we don't have them in Tennessee. Where's this?
This was in California.
And you've been in Tennessee a while now, though.
I've been in Tennessee off and on for about 40 years.
I can't believe, of all things, a badger got you started rescuing, because they're pretty tough.
They are. They're mean. Nobody messed with me, trust me.
Did you have it on a leash by your side?
No, she just followed me everywhere I went. And if my mom tried to spank me, she couldn't do it.
You had a guard badger.
Yes, I had a guard badger.
So this book, Through an Angel's Eyes, this is about your Chihuahua Angel.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about her and what made you write this book about yours and her experiences together?
Angel was one of those very unusual dogs. She was read by three animal communicators, and they said that she's not from this earth. She dances with the fairies. I adopted her when she was 12 weeks old, got her against all odds, and when I had never been on a rescue site before, and I had just lost my Cinemax, a poodle. All of a sudden, my mouse was sitting over her picture. To this day, I have no idea how it happened or anything. It was just one of those things that was meant to be. And Angel went on to be very famous around the world.
Was she your service dog?
Yes, she was a service dog. She was one of the pioneers for small service dogs back when there were very few of them. And they found that they were a good thing for the people coming back with PTSD from overseas because they could hold them up to their heart and everything. And when we flew, we had paperwork you could not imagine, because we flew back and forth to New Hampshire a lot when my mother had cancer. She traveled with me everywhere I went.
And you said famous all over the world. What's the farthest you've traveled with Angel?
Well, mine isn't. It was just word of mouth. I have things from Africa that they have sent me and stuff from New Zealand. They sent her a St. Christopher medal that was blessed by the Pope. This dog was not, she really was not of this earth. She was known everywhere. And when she died, they planted trees in the Amazon in her name and named a star after her and everything.
So this book is kind of a celebration of how special she was.
Yes, it's a story of her life with pictures to prove all of the things, especially things that were unusual. Just wanted people to know how special she was.
You've met famous people, too. Emmylou Harris, who has a rescue called Bonaparte's Retreat in the Nashville area, just outside of Nashville.
Yes, that's true.
How did you go about meeting her?
Well, she met me. We used to do an event at Metro Animal Control every spring, Tour for Life. And one year when we were down there, this woman comes up to me and said, "Are you the lady that takes all the weird dogs from here, the biters, the old dogs?" And everything. I said, "I don't know." I said, "What's their name?" And Helen, I says, "That's me." And she says, "I'm Emmylou Harris." And we were friends from there on out.
You've worked with the shelter here, too, because I met you at a picnic right after I adopted my dog, Izzy. She's 12 now. I adopted her about 8 weeks old. That's where you and I first met.
Right. I worked with Metro Animal Control and the shelter here, one from the Tri-Counties. I specialized in biters and old dogs, so I'd get calls to come see if I could take them, and I had what I called soft blanket therapy, and it works on all biters, and that's how I got known all over for rescuing biters.
Explain that soft blanket therapy.
It's something I developed, and I don't really know how it came about. I take a real soft blanket, get my smell on it, put it over the dog and rub that all over him. Usually I can just pick him up. They had one at Metro Animal Control that they hadn't even sexed yet. And I went back, sat on the floor and did my thing, came out and held her up. And I says, this is a girl. You want to confirm it?
So they were too scared of her to even.
Well, I think a lot of it is that your shelters do not put small dogs in a private room where there is less confusion and less noise. I've had dogs that were declared biters that they were going to put to sleep, got them in the car and they laid in my lap and went to sleep all the way home.
It was this fact that they were intimidated by the situation.
Yes. Small dogs do not do good in confusion.
So this book that we're talking about with Through an Angel's Eyes, how can people get it? How can they read about yours and her travels?
It's on Amazon. It's $15.99. And it's the story of all of our accomplishments, our travels, and it's the story of our life together.
What's your favorite story that you shared?
I don't know. There's so many of them. One of my favorites is when my mama passed away, and she had passed away before we got there, and we went from the plane to the nurse to the funeral home, and Angel saw her grandma, and she went and she kissed her, and then she started crying. Nobody in the funeral home could believe it. And then she looked for her grandma for a week after we got home.
That dog really got to know the people that she loved, her family.
Yes. And she loved everybody. Anybody could take her and do anything with her. Wherever she went, they'd come grab her. She's got to go meet this person. She's got to go meet that person. And I'd have to go looking for my dog.
Where'd my dog go? I was one of those folks.
At
Because I was like, oh, Angel's so sweet. Let me take her around. And you go, okay. And I said, oh, I need to return her to her mama.
That happened all the time with her, trust me.
It's the story of the pioneer advocates for the small breed service dogs. And Helen Gregory is who I've been talking to. Through an Angel's Eyes, look for it on Amazon. And you can also donate through Amazon, too. When you buy, you can check which charity you want to donate to. And I'd hope you'd choose an animal charity. And Helen is a local artist. I mean, a local author. You going to do any more books? Maybe on the mystery that you've got in your lap right there?
I have people screaming at me. They want me to do one of all my poems and short stories. Mystery, I don't know. That's something to think about later.
That's the dog she's holding right now. But thank you so much for sharing your story. I know it's not always easy, but Angel is a special dog. She still continues to be. She's still touching folks today. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our Pup and Paws cast is brought to you by Dog and Company. Visit them online, dog-co.com. Daycare, grooming, boarding, training, Dog and Company.